I want to start by giving
all right.
Sorry, what?
No, I said all right, and right when you started.
All right. I want to start by giving a big thank you to all of our awesome patrons that made this bonus episode possible. We are doing our second ever three-volume catch-up episode on a manga that's now too long for us to cover in Shonen Flop. I'm David.
All right.
Got Matthew McConaughey in the house.
I'm Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Imagine if we got like an A-list celebrity and it's Patreon-only content.
Oh boy, I'm a stripper.
Shut up.
Yeah, now I'm a lawyer in the Lincoln, anyway.
They made a Lincoln Lawyer TV show.
Oh yeah? Yeah, I knew that. They had him in all those fucking ads, like right around the time he did that. And it was like, did you make a movie based on the ads?
Hey, that's how Ted Lasso got made.
Is it?
Ted Lasso was based on like a character from like a television commercial.
That's how the Ernest movies got made, because there was like a commercial. Anyway, David, we're reading Blue Box today.
Yes. And Jordan, do you know what the term blue box means?
No, I absolutely don't, David. What is it?
Yeah, I have zero fucking idea. Maybe one of those nerds, those anti-nerds on the sports, the sports thing will let us know.
Those fucking jocks.
Yeah.
Look at you, you fucking athlete, whatever. You're in good shape.
Whatever. All right, shall we get into the manga details?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, this series was created by Kuji Miura, who is known for some other works. Azora Rubber, Parasol Dome, Sensei Tsukidesu. And this series...
Is it Parasol Dome Sensei Tsukidesu? Is that all one word? I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure not. That's why there's a line break.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Sorry.
I'll double check. Yeah, those are two separate series, big guy.
All right, my bad.
Anyway, so this is based on a one-shot, and it's been running from April 12th, 2021 to present, and is currently at 64 chapters.
This is a chunky lad.
Beating out other major titans of Shonen Jump that I have still never read, including Me and Robico and Black Clover.
Wait, is Black Clover done?
No, it's just ending.
Oh, it just has... Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a flop yet, basically.
Shut up.
It's gonna be a flop pretty
soon.
How
is it a flop? That's an anime adaption. It's been running for like 6 years.
It's about to... Well, it's coming to an end, David. If it wasn't a flop, it would have keep going. I mean, shit, Dragon Ball Z never stopped.
It did for a very long time.
And it's back. And it didn't really stop during that
so
time.
So Naruto is a flop.
Yes. Fuck Naruto.
Anyway, tell me about the plot, big guy.
All right, Taiki Inomata is a high school athlete in the brutal sport of badminton. Taiki is trying to train so that he can win at nationals, but he has an intense crush on Chinatsu Kano, the star player of the girls' basketball team. Don't worry, though, because Chinatsu is moving into him because her parents are moving away or something. I don't know, it's manga, so you know how those plots go. It shit happens.
Well, yeah, anyway. It's just no one ever has parents in manga.
One person doesn't have parents, and then they have to move in with their crush, and it's always very awkward that, you know.
Yeah, it was awkward when you moved in with me, but I only had a crush on you, you didn't have a crush on me, and that just, it was very sad.
Yeah, it was unrequited. I friend-zoned you really hard.
The friend zone of truth.
Yes.
I always thought that'd be a fun name for a D&D podcast.
It would. Taiki tries to hide this from his friend Hina Chono on the girls' gymnastics team out of fear of rumors spreading. Hina finds out anyway, though, and she tries to help Taiki date Chinatsu, but really? Really, David? It hurts her inside, because she has a huge crush on Taiki, and she is getting friend zoned really, really hard. Taiki teams up and doubles with Haryu, an upperclassman and the best player on the badminton team, who gives Taiki shit, but really he does it because he likes him and wants him to improve, just like I do with you, David.
Aww.
Yeah. Popcorn to you, by the way.
During a match against a guy who also has a crush on Chinatsu, is that right?
Yeah.
A guy who also has a crush on Chinatsu, Taiki's friend, Kyo, asks her to take him to the aquarium, and he does. So they do. It was great. It was cute and wholesome.
It was adorable.
They have a cute date, and Taiki thinks that she likes him as a friend, even though they clearly just had a really nice date.
Yeah, she is just so clearly just so into him. Like, her crush is just as big as his crush. It's great.
Yep. Oh. Taiki and Hiram make it to the tournament and lose to a guy who's really, really massive. This dude was a fucking unit. He also looked like he was like 25 years old, despite them being like 14.
Yeah.
He's like that kid that like started shaving in 8th grade.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And then Taiki helps a sleepy guy by giving him his wallet back, and then that guy beats him in badminton because he's too nice to be a badminton player, so he should have just kept the fucking wallet.
Badminton is nowhere for the weak.
Yeah. from badman to worseman.
Nice.
Taiki is devastated by the loss. Lost.jpg. Especially when Shinatsu is going to nationals in basketball. He gets really sad and develops a fever and lies in bed and gets all mopey when, what's this? A hand on his forehead. Shinatsu is there to check on him. My cold, icy heart melts.
Yeah. It's adorable. It's very sweet. Yeah.
Just like you.
Thank you, David.
So Jordan, why don't you tell us about the main character?
So we got Taiki Inamata. I like Taiki. He's a third year in junior high. He's obsessed with badminton and Chinatsu, basically. And I like how he's like, you know, he's very, very focused on this thing. Something that I really like about this manga, I like how they had most of the kids kind of be in different sports. Because it's like, the point isn't that their rivals are on the same team. It's that they're all striving for the nationals.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the nationals, David.
Except for his friend that we'll get into who doesn't really give a shit.
Yeah, but you know, that's why he's not, like, the main character.
Yeah, and this dude's really trying to do the most. He gives 100% at everything, except for admitting his feelings.
That's true. Well, he gives 110% at trying to prevent himself from admitting his feelings.
Yeah.
Isn't that so sad, David?
It is so sad. Big if sad.
He's just kind of a likable guy, and he's funny. Like, when he's talking to Chono, he teases her, but in, like, a, you know, a very friendly, kind of funny way. And I like that, because you can kind of see from her perspective where it's like, oh, okay, I can see why you like this guy. And you can see from Chinatsu's perspective why she likes Taiki, because he's working real hard. But yeah, David, do you want to tell me about Chinatsu?
Oh, man, so she's a first year in high school. She plays basketball. She is just very nice, but kind of feisty, so she's not like a doormat. And she's kind of just perfect, to be honest. Like, she doesn't really have any flaws as a human being.
I mean, she's very nice and stuff, but, like, I feel like there's more depth to her character than you would usually see. But the thing is, this series is also from the perspective of Taiki, and Taiki absolutely does view her as perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair thing. She kind of reminds me of Yusuke's love in Yu Yu Hakusho, where she was likewise very feisty, but was just a really nice and intelligent person. Though, actually, I don't know if they'd say what her grades are like, so maybe she's terrible at school.
I forget her name, too. She was definitely much more of a girlfriend, primarily, than I feel Chinatsu is. I mean, this is a romance manga, so to some extent, of course she is, but, you know. She's the kind of player that people come from, like, all around to see. And yeah, she's kind of great. She's very nice.
Mm-hmm. So now do you want to tell us about the main character's best friend, Kyo?
Kyo is kind of an asshole. Like, in the beginning, Taiki's like, yeah, I have a crush on Chinatsu. And he's like, you can't do it. She's just so out of your goddamn league.
Bruh, don't even try.
Don't even bother.
He's like, let me tell you about this incel shit.
Yeah, let me tell you. Yo, okay, so there's Chads and Virgins. And even though you're like an athlete, you're not a Chad.
Yeah, badminton is not a Chad sport. Or otherwise, they'd call it Chadminton. They'd call it Chadminton.
Okay, badminton actually is not a Chad sport. That is true. That is 100% correct. But he also does something cute for Taiki. He basically asks Chinatsu to ask him out on a date.
Yeah, he's definitely a wingman for sure, and I really appreciate that.
I like all the characters in this.
I do feel, however, he is definitely the least developed of the four, I would say, main characters.
Absolutely. He's closer to a supporting cast member than a main cast member.
He'd be getting a Best Supporting Actor nomination in Blue Box, the movie.
Exactly what I just said. So why don't we talk about Hina Chono?
Sure. So why don't you lay it on us, Jordan?
Yeah, so Hina
Mrs.
is...
Olympian.
Yeah, she's Mrs. I don't know if she's married yet, but yeah.
She wants to be.
Well, she does to the main character, I think. But I really like Hina. Hina is a little younger than Taiki, I think. And, oh, I see, David. You said that Chinatsu is a first year and Hina is a third year and it's the other way around.
What?
Okay.
Chinatsu is a first year in high school. Taiki is a third year in junior high.
No, but Hina is a first year.
Oh, yes. Hina is the third year in junior high as well.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Anyway, so she's a gymnast and she's like real good and everyone around just thinks, oh, she's doing great. She's always so happy and chipper and like she's working really hard and she gives Taiki shit because they're good friends and they go back and she wants to help Taiki get with Chinatsu. She wants to be a bro. She wants to help him out. But David, she can't help but just fall head over heels in love with him because badminton is so fucking hot.
Right?
She has a huge crush on Taiki and is trying to keep it in. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's tearing her up, man. It's tearing her up. I've been there.
Tearing me apart inside.
Yeah. tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
And she is definitely the feistiest character.
Yeah, pretty much. I really like her. I find her a lot of fun. She's got those two little buns under her, on the bottom of her hair or whatever. I don't know, but they definitely do a really good job of distinguishing her from other characters, so they're good.
Did you assume her hair was going to be red, like an unnatural red? I don't know why, but just for some reason that hairstyle always makes me assume it's red.
It isn't?
All the characters have normal hairstyles. Her hair is like a light brown, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I can see where you got that. I mean, if this was a different anime, she would have that, yeah. Or a different manga, she would probably have that. I mean, she wouldn't have any of it in manga because it's black and white. David, tell me about Haru Kengo.
So, Haru Kengo, he is a Batman ace. He is the rival. He does seem like a solid dude, though. He gives Taiki a lot of motivation. He even loses to Taiki and Batman, which is really cool, even though it was more of like a one-off thing.
You know, Batman has sets. You know, it's like you win 2 out of 3 and you win. And Taiki actually won 1 set for the first time, and that was like a huge thing, yeah.
It really was, which is exciting.
Yeah, no, I like Haru. He does at first seem like he's going to be like a jerk upperclassman who doesn't want to deal with Taiki. Taiki thinks that he's like dating Chinatsu.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's just like, oh no, I have a girlfriend. She's like in another town. You wouldn't meet her. You don't know her. You know?
She's in Canada or whatever.
She's in Canada, you know. Worry about
I don't
her.
Know what the Canada of Japan is. She's in Hokkaido.
It's actually Osaka.
Well, no, Osaka is the Texas of Japan.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, what is the...
It would be... towards the north. She has an
I don't know the geography of Japan like at all, so I
didn't
can't
you,
really...
You fucking love Golden Camry, which is entirely set in North Japan.
I especially love the part of Golden Camry where they just show us the Japanese map all the time and point out exactly where they are. Yeah, I know all about that.
Fucking, whatever.
It's my
whatever,
favorite part okay. of Golden Camry.
So yeah, speaking about mistakes, so why don't you tell me, what are some things though that you feel the series could improve on as it continues its run?
One of the issues is that I don't know shit about badminton, so it's sometimes yeah. kind of hard to follow the badminton.
And it's very ambitious of them to assume the reader knows badminton.
It's not as big of an issue because, like, the series isn't really about badminton. It's kind of a background thing. Like, if this was a different manga, I would have a much bigger issue with it. Because the matches aren't the focus. Like, there are a couple drawings of them, like, you know, hitting the shuttlecock back and forth. There isn't, like, a play-by-play, usually.
Yeah, I mean, every single time they play sports is a bridge. I get that the sports are an excuse plot, but the author clearly can make Batman very exciting, and I really would like to see just straight up show, like, dedicate an entire chapter to him playing Batman. I think really wouldn't be the end of the world if he did that.
Yeah.
Because he spends all this time training, and it's his entire motivation that doesn't have to do with romantic feelings, and then the author's like, yeah, and then he fucked up in his match, whatever. Like, show it.
I kind of like that, though, because the point isn't that he fucked up. The point isn't how good he's doing in badminton. The point is that he failed and he's dealing with those emotions.
I just mean it would be nice to at least see them show him playing badminton at least once.
Yeah, the way that I'm structuring this series in my head, I'm the author right now, and my idea is the climax of the entire series is just one chapter that is like just badminton, just like one really important badminton match, and that's like the moment that the entire series is building up to.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'm not the author. The author is clearly better at writing manga than I am, so who the fuck knows?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go into what it did well?
I mean, I had more.
Go ahead, David. What else did this series fucking suck at?
I mean, let's be honest, the series is very well done, so yes. But there are still things like, the series does a really good job of having characters talk to each other, except for the whole main purpose of the series, so it just feels kind of awkward, like, he needed to hide the fact that she lived with him.
Yeah.
Like, the offer comes up with excuses, but it still feels like these are arbitrary excuse reasons needed for the plot, rather than it being organic nature of the characters, why he's hiding the fact that Chinatsu lives with him now.
But it also just feels like teenagers get embarrassed over stupid shit, and like...
Like, they seem to be open and talk about anything else.
I guess.
In a lot of TV shows, there's plots because characters refuse to talk to each other, but that's not the issue in the series. These characters are very open to communicating, except for the things that the author needs for the sake of the plot.
Like their romance?
Yeah.
That's part of it. The whole conflict is that they can't talk about it, even though they should be able to, isn't it? Like,
I just feel like the author could do more to explain why they won't be so open about their feelings.
Okay, that's fair.
I also do think that the fact that Kyo just kind of exists for the sake of the plot, he's not really a character.
Yeah.
When the author does such a great job for everyone else, it's very noticeable how he just completely forgets about this character having a purpose.
Yeah, he's the Pochita to Taiki's Denji, you know?
Sure.
Except an asshole. Except not. Not an asshole. No.
Yeah, and I just wish that, you know, that feel when no tall basketball girl from.
Every day I wake up and just cry.
I actually don't know if she's tall, actually.
She's probably taller than other girls her age if she's good on the basketball team, but who the hell knows? I don't
know.
Have
we seen any of Chinatsu's friends?
Yeah, she's in a group all the time with a bunch of other people, you know?
Oh, okay. So, Jordan, though, I know you really, really love this series, as do I. So let's get into what it does well. So lay it on me, Jordan.
Man, this series really nails what it's like to be a dumb kid with a crush.
Yeah.
Just like you're really confused by the feelings. You don't know what to do. You just know that you have this huge crush on this person and you don't know how they feel and it's scary and you act like a fucking idiot, which is what happens.
Yep.
But he's an idiot in a way that makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've read a lot of manga where they try and just show, like, oh, he did this weird-ass thing that you would never, ever do. Isn't that fucking stupid?
Us gamers.
Us gamers, right? Us nerds.
Us badminton players.
Us incels, right? Us virgins.
Hey, speak for yourself. Hey. I'm saving mine for Jesus.
Yeah, so that's Volcel. But yeah, I also really like the characters. They really are all just kind of generally likable.
Yeah.
They feel very natural when they're talking to each other.
I wouldn't be surprised if these are all people that he knew in high school.
Hmm. You think he was a huge badminton guy?
It's very obscure, so I feel like he had to have had some experience playing badminton in high school to have gotten an idea for this.
I wonder if it's less obscure in Japan.
That is possible. I'm surprised you haven't started talking about the art. I think the art is excellent. It feels unique, but it doesn't feel like there's a barrier to entry like, say, Chainsaw Man has.
Oh, we're going to fight over the barrier of entry someday.
You know what I mean, though.
Anyway.
This art is not an acquired taste, but it doesn't look like generic shonen art.
This is good art. This is very good. It's clearly manga. Clearly, the way that the style is. But it's just very solid and light and...
Backgrounds.
Yeah, it's got those backgrounds, David. You love those backgrounds.
This guy puts a shitload of detail in his art.
He fucking does. I think that sometimes when authors have a situation with manga where it's less fantastical, they really go overboard on the art.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, I can't wow you with the concepts of the images, so I'll just make the images look really nice.
I mean, that's the thing. If this idea wasn't done well, it'd be a very boring series.
The series would be terrible, yeah.
Yeah, but it has great art and good writing.
Yeah.
Composition is great, too.
Yes.
I posted in the chat, there's a scene where, what's her name, has her ribbon. And you know that a lot of authors would have fucked up the way that she had her ribbon positioned.
Yeah.
But he drew it in the perfect way to guide your eye around the panel.
That's awesome, yeah. I also really like how the artist, some of the jokes, it's like he makes little political cartoons.
Yeah. I mean, he just has little jokes in everything where characters are like, when they're done talking to a character, the character still exists in the scene, you know?
Yeah.
Which is... really cool. Like, they go to the nurse's office, and Hina thinks she sprained her leg. Nurse is like, fine, whatever. Nurse goes to nurse things, and he's doing like a fake checkup. And she's just in the background being like, what the fuck is he doing? That's just a great detail. Like, she didn't despawn just because she's not relevant to the scene anymore.
That's a good point. Yeah. This author does that a lot. There's a ton of little background details, a ton of little side conversations happening, and they all kind of relate to what you just saw or what you just read or what is going on, basically. Yeah, that's a good point.
And also, the series doesn't even have an overwhelming amount of text despite that. This is probably one of the text light. I wouldn't say this is like anti-text, but the author only puts the text in he needs.
Well, it's not just the art, but the dialogue carries it because like I'll give you an example. Hina doesn't directly ever state, oh my God, I love Taiki. Oh my God, I love it. Like, she doesn't do that. But you just know from how she's talking, the things that she's saying and the way that she's feeling. Obviously, she has a huge crush on Taiki. It's like, that's the point. But in a lesser manga, there would be like a thought bubble where she's just like, oh my God, I can't like Taiki. Oh my God, I like him. Oh my gosh, I have such a huge crush on, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, the author is good enough at dialogue where he can use the implications to carry a lot, you know?
Yeah. One last thing is also, you know, he has two art styles in this series.
Yeah. Oh, He kind of does.
Think about the splash pages when the really intense Batman pages.
Yeah.
That turns into a more conventional, like, focus art style. It's kind of like something out of Haikyuu where you see these, like, much sketchier art style, these richer blacks.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I'm excited to see, legitimately see more of him playing the sport, because the offer can do an exquisite job actually showing the action.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. I mean, this guy's very clearly talented. This is just an extremely well-made manga at this point where we stopped at 25. I mean, I had a lot of fun with what we did.
Yeah.
It was touching and it was sweet, you know? Like, the thing about romance writing and stuff like this is it's so much harder than a lot of other stuff because your characters and specifically your writing, like, because the whole thing rests on much more subtle things, you know? And yeah. If you can pull that off, though, it's amazing. And I think that this guy's pulling it off.
Yeah. So anyway, though, Jordan, I think you were in the midst of transitioning to something, so.
Oh, I was. David, do you have any, like, miscellaneous thoughts here that, like, you don't really find another place to put them, you know, like?
Well, you skipped an entire section.
Oh, well, David, where do you hope that this series goes?
I think it would be great to see more about the other characters' lives than the main characters, like we said.
Yeah.
Kina got a lot of treatment that Kyo just desperately needs.
Yeah, I would really like to see an entire chapter from Chinatsu's perspective.
I think that would be great.
Where she's like the POV and we hear her actual thoughts. I think that this is really well done, but so far it's just been from Taiki's point of view and we have only been interpreting what we think she's thinking, which, yeah, again, I like that, but I think that it would be really cool to see what she's exactly thinking right now.
Yeah. It's also, we don't even really see her play basketball seriously, and I want to see the artist draw that, too.
Yeah, we haven't seen, like, any basketball.
Like, they completely skipped her entire tournament.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, ah, oh, she won. Good for her. Hey, you
women's
know.
Women's sports, no one cares. No one cares about the WNBA.
Well, thankfully, this isn't the WNBA. You know what, David? People probably care more about the WNBA than the badminton professional player.
That's true. Did you hear, apparently, LeBron James makes 4 times as much as the entire WNBA, like, salary budget?
I didn't hear that, but that makes a lot of sense, and that's really bad. That sucks.
Yeah. All right, but anyway, so speaking of miscellaneous thoughts, what were some little minor thoughts you had, my guy?
It's funny how, like, did you notice where a bunch of students were just hanging around trying to get this teacher to buy them food?
500 yen limit.
They were just totally manipulating this teacher. They were like, our last teacher did this for us, you know?
Hey man, if 500 yen is enough to make a student think I'm cool, why not?
500 yen for, like, 10 kids.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
They were taking this guy for a ride.
Yeah.
By the way, that is one of the little background jokes that happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. This guy just loves his little details.
Yeah. What about you, David?
This series reminds me of Pseudo Harem. It's kind of like the plot of this, but advance it like a year. It's two people in, like, the drama club dating, and one of the girls is practicing her acting. So he acts like he's dating different women that are all just the fake different acting personalities of his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And it's just really, really adorable.
Oh, that sounds good.
And, like, one of them is, like, Tsundere-chan.
Oh, God.
And she'll, like, change her hair to represent, like, which persona she's in.
Oh, my God. It's just like Raven when Beast Boy goes in the Raven's mirror and then you got, like, different color Raven. I don't know. But, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds enjoyable. Yeah.
That's not a recommendation because that's not the point of this episode, but or because we like this. But yeah, if people like this kind of sugary goodness, that's definitely a really fun read.
Let's see. What's another miscellaneous thought that I am having here? A lot of yeah, I got nothing.
All right, well then let's go into the final verdict. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's do it.
Jordan, what's your 6-word summary?
My 6-word summary. Okay, all right. So, David, my power word is actually love.
Aren't we doing a 6-word summary?
My power word is actually love.
Fuck, I hate you. All right. Well, mine
is... That is exactly how I wanted you to respond to that.
Fuck off. All right, so mine was a horny-free My Dress Up Darling, because this is the same vibe. I posted in the anime out context. I think this is what Rem would have wanted Dress Up Darling to be.
You know what? I'm going to throw in a miscellaneous thought right here, something I thought that was cool that goes with that. This feels more realistic partly because when he's crushing on Chinatsu, she is wearing, like, full clothes, all right? Like,
even the bathing scene isn't sexualized.
No, and it's like, that's what it was like. I was, like, a kid, and I was crushing on these girls, and I, at the time I thought, oh man, they're so hot, but they were wearing clothes. They weren't like you know.
Yeah,
it just felt like, yeah, this is more like actual high school.
This is not softcore pornography wish fulfillment.
No.
My other one was, by the way, a good manga about badminton, kind of.
Yeah, I think that's good. It's kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of about badminton.
It involves badminton. Cameo appearances from a shuttlecock.
Yeah, featuring the sport badminton. Yeah,
from Devil May Cry 2.
Yes. Featuring shuttlecock from the badminton sport. Oh, that's really good. Well, it's a shame only patrons will hear that joke.
Oh, well, you know, other people should become patrons and then they'll join in.
Yeah. And they also, everyone should read this.
Yes, everyone should read this. Yes, unless you have a phobia of badminton, then I understand and I won't judge you. Yes. But if you don't have that, I'll judge you. Anyway, yeah.
I had one last overall thought.
Go ahead.
I feel like we said Dress Up Darling is pure junk food. I think this is like a tier above it where it's still not very nutritional, but it's definitely better. So if like Dress Up Darling was like potato chips, this is more like popcorn snack food, but it's not outright bad for you like that is.
I disagree. I think there's a lot of heart in this series. I think it's got like a lot of the character writing is great. I think that it strikes on some things and stuff that like you don't see in a lot of other manga. I would say that this is more like a roast turkey, you know? It's good. I feel like I want to have like a Thanksgiving dinner when I read this. That's one of those things where you just start talking and just start saying words and you don't really know where you're going
to
wind up.
Let's go to shoutouts.
Like, yeah, all right, let's do it.
Props to Jordan for being a great co-host and helping with editing.
Oh, thank you.
Want to give props to Illuminati for the awesome cover art. And Jordan, anything you want to add?
David, thank you so much for editing. It means so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Let's go to the Nationals for podcasting.
Oh God, yeah.
The podcasting doubles tournament. We're going to take down Rem and Sean this year. I believe it.
Oh God, yeah. I think they've got us beat by a bit by in terms of audience size.
We just have to train!
Keep going. Yeah. I also want to thank our patrons once again. We really couldn't be doing this show and making content like this without you. And if you need a reminder, you can find us on Twitter at ShonenFlopcast and our website is ShonenFlop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, wherever else you get your podcast. And if you're listening, you're not on the Shonen Flop Discord, come join. You get some special Patreon-only perks. You can hang out with us and talk about anime games or whatever else is on your mind.
And anime games.
We even
have
a monthly movie night. What'd you
say?
Don't
worry about it.
Okay. Okay. You can find a link to it in our show notes or on our site.
Yeah.
All right. But this has been David.
This has been Jordan.
And you've been listening to Shonen Flop.
Hey, keep on flopping, floppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye. All right. Yeah, it was fun.